start hour number two by having a conversation with a Green Bay Packers defensive lineman. He is a Pro Bowler coming off a big, big season. 62 tackles, 6 sacks, a pass defensed, a forced fumble last year, 12 sacks in the last 2 years. He was an All-American and an All-Conference player at UCLA. He was the 27th pick overall in 2016. The Packers open up at Minnesota on Sunday. We are joined by Kenny Clark. Kenny, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, good. So it's Wednesday of a game week, and we're talking about like the most unusual, bizarre offseason ever. How does it feel then to be just a couple of days away from kicking off this season?
Man, it feels great. You know, as we all know, we got to get used to this new normal with the virus and everything. So all that stuff has been a lot different, but excited that we get a chance to play this week. And we finally get to start the season.
Kenny Clark, my guest, not only play this week, but any week one game is going to be important. But how much more juice is there when you're starting with the Vikings? How big is it to have that game right out of the gate?
It's huge, man. We all know, you know, you got to win your division games, and these division games mean a lot when you talk about, you know, the playoffs and all that kind of stuff. So with this game being so early in the year, you know, our division is a tough division. With a lot of great teams in it, and this division usually goes on, you know, into the last couple of games, and we find out where everybody sees that. So this is going to be an important game for us.
No doubt. Kenny Clark, my guest. You know, speaking of that offseason, you got after it in a huge way when it came to conditioning. There was that video, for instance, of you pulling a bus. What were those workouts like, and what did you take away from them?
Yeah, man, it was a lot different, you know, most of the time, the first facility I was working out at, it had shut down. Had to go to another facility in Corona. Had to drive from L.A. to Corona every day. And, you know, that's when, you know, you're pulling the buses and all that kind of stuff. So it was a lot of different workouts that I had to do. And then, you know, once the summer hit, we moved right back up to L.A. and I was able to train back in L.A. So, you know, the workouts and everything, you know, it was tougher to get in shape, you know, but, you know, as long as you know, you own it every day and you stay consistent with everything, you should be good.
We're talking to Kenny Clark. You know, I wonder how much of that, and it was tough to get the work in because everything was shut down, but those workouts, how much of that was about physical conditioning and staying in shape, and then how much of that was about creating a mindset that even though everything is shut down, we have to find a way to get better no matter what?
Yeah, for sure, man. I think more of it was just the mindset, just making sure you don't shut your brain off. And you know you don't take a break just with it being a pandemic. You don't know, you know, what could happen. So you know, I think I really, you know, did a great job at just going in every day, making sure I'm getting work in. You know, I had a lot of great coaches I was working with during the off season that pushed me and made sure I got back in. I mean, I'm getting in shape. So you know, I was just excited about, you know, the season and everything.
Hey, Kenny, you and I spoke last season, but since then you've had a number of enormous moments, including your first Pro Bowl nod. What did that honor mean to you, and then what was that experience like?
It was cool, man, just being recognized, you know, as one of the best players. You know, it's something that I've been dreaming about and I've been really wanting to achieve. So to finally achieve that and get my first Pro Bowl, you know, that's great. You know, I'm looking forward to balling out, you know, each and every year and trying to get into as many Pro Bowls as possible. And the experience was great. You know, you got a chance to meet, you know, a lot of guys up there and get to pick each other's brains on, you know, games and stuff like that and how guys, you know, react off of sets and all that kind of stuff. So and it was actually fun too. So I had a really good time at the Pro Bowl.
Green Bay Packer, Kenny Clark is my guest. Now, I mentioned the 12 sacks in the last two seasons. Last year, though, you had 49 pressures, 43 disruptions, which was the second highest number in the league. So how much pride is there in the fact that as a tackle, you're not just a run stuffer, but you're going to get to the passer and you're going to cause chaos once you get there?
Man, it's huge, man. I'm just trying to just be the best player that I can be. And, you know, all my life I've always been – you know, a run stopper at first and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just trying to tap into all my potential. You know what I'm saying? And I'm explosive. I'm an explosive athlete. You know, I'm big enough to stop the run. I play with great technique, and you know, and I can use my ability, use my quickness, use my power to my advantage, and you know, get on guys pretty quick and flip my hips and all that kind of stuff, and get after the passer. So, you know, each and every year, each and every practice, each and every game, I'm finding out different things about myself. I'm still a young player that's still learning and all that kind of stuff. So, I'm learning everything. I'm learning, you know, through everything on the fly, and I'm just excited about my progression as a player each and every year and each and every game.
I love that answer. That's a great answer, and I'll tell you why. You and I have touched on this in the past, but the more time you spend in the NFL, the more sacks that you rack up. How much of getting to the quarterback is about what you just talked about, you know, that great athleticism, that raw power and speed, and then how much of that is about being perfect in all the small technical details?
I mean, I think the athletic part and having your power and all that kind of stuff, that's a bonus. But just what I had to learn just from my rookie year to now is just the game. This game is a huge mind game. You know, it's a huge. It's just mental. It's a lot of it is mental. And you know, watching film and you know, working on your technique at practice with the bags and throughout the off season, just with, you know, hand drills and all that kind of stuff, knowing your angles. Knowing your footwork and how all that stuff ties together, knowing, you know, which hand to hit and all that kind of stuff, it gets tough. You know, it's fast, and you got to be able to react fast. You got to be able to know what you want to do, and you got to be confident in what you want to do. So I think that's the big mental part about it, and the athletic and the power and all that kind of stuff, that's just a bonus to add on to that.
Kenny Clark is joining us. Now, a few weeks back, you signed an extension that made you the highest-paid nose tackle in NFL history. All right, that's pretty heady. The highest paid nose tackle in NFL history. What does the contract and that title mean to you?
Man, it's an unbelievable blessing. You know, I'm just thankful for it, and just, you know, really just, man, just gotta live up to it every day. You know, it's something that I've been wanting, something that I've been feeling like for the past couple years, 3 years, 2 years. That you know, I'm one of the best defensive tackles in the league. I'm the best nose tackle in the league, and I gotta just keep proving that. Keep on working towards, proving that every single week.
So the story goes that you would come home from Lambeau around 6 o'clock at night. You went to bed early, but then your mom and your agent started to blow up your telephone. What were they calling you about, and what were those conversations like?
So that they already had. I had told my agent that I wanted to get to a number, and they had got pretty close to it, and everything was happening so fast, and I had went to sleep. We were in camp. I had went to sleep. I was so tired from practice and all that, and they had called my mom, and everybody was just blowing my phone up trying to make sure we got the deal done, you know. And I woke up at like probably like 12. And you know, back at home it's like what, 10 o'clock. So I woke up at probably like 12, called everybody back, and you know, they yelling at me like, man, we gotta get this thing done. And you know, just happy I got up and got it done.
I mean, Kenny, it's like it's interesting because you're talking about this and I can hear how much it means, but maybe you can even elaborate on that for a minute. Like, from the outside, it seems like signing that contract was a really emotional moment for you, for your mom, for the rest of the family. I mean, obviously the money is great and you earned it, but what's the extension represent to you personally and to your family, given what everybody put into it and sacrificed?
Yeah, man, I mean, just, if you know my story, if you know me, you know, just know how much it means to me. I think I really put in a lot of work. Like I was telling you earlier, you know, I've primarily been just a run stopper and all that in college and even my early years into the NFL. And I worked so hard to become a better pass rusher each and every year. You know, I worked so hard to become a better run stopper each and every year. My family, you know, everything that's been going on with my dad and all that kind of stuff. You know, we didn't been through so much, and for me to achieve that, and for me to achieve that, man, that was just a blessing. And you know, I'm just thankful. You know, thankful for the Packers, thankful for my family and everybody that pushed me to get to the point that I'm at today.
Kenny Clark joins me for a couple of more moments. Now, after you signed that deal, Aaron Rodgers had this to say, quote, He's found his voice at times. His leadership role has increased over the years. It's been fun to watch him kind of step into that opportunity. He is one of those guys that you know you can count on every single week, end quote. If you know anything about Aaron Rodgers, that's not the kind of praise that he just throws around. What's it mean to you to have earned the level of respect from him where he says it point blank, we know we can count on Kenny every single week?
Man, I love it, man. And it's just throughout the years, just, you know, earning my teammates' trust, you know, and that's what it's all about. And that's how you become a leader. They watch me day in and day out, how I work and how I go about my business. You know what I'm talking about, and they see the type of person I am and my character. And, you know, I'm the same guy every day that comes in, that's working hard and just trying to just get to work and trying to get better each and every way possible. And, you know, they seen me throughout the years grow. I came in the league at 20 years old, and they seen me grow and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think, you know, they just you know, happy to see, you know, the player that I am today.
So finally, you come in as a 20-year-old. The extension means that you're going to be in Green Bay for a long time to come. Again, you're from California. You went to high school in Rialto. You went to college at UCLA. What's it been like to make a home and establish yourself in Green Bay?
Man, I love it, man. It's a lot different than Cali, of course. You know, it's not, you know, the big city and everything. But, you know, this place out here, man, it fits my character and you know, my – just how I am. You know, I'm chill, I'm calm, you know, I'm just level-headed, and I'm just real family-oriented guy. So, and this spot, you know, it fits all those things. So, that's what I love about Green Bay, man. You know, the fans are great. You know, it's a spot that you can just chill with your family and just go to work, and that's what I'm all about.
Dude, it seems to me like you've been able, with focus and grind and work ethic, to impose your will on most things, except you are fighting one losing battle. And I know this because you had a tweet last month, quote, "Man, I don't care what nobody says. Rice is the hardest thing to cook. I swear." Break that down for me, man. Why is rice so hard to cook? And have you figured out a good method yet?
Man, it's just so tough, the timing of everything. Like, you put the water in, you put a little bit too much water in, like, the rice is going to get soggy. Like, I sometimes don't get it. And then depending on what kind of rice you're making, you know, it depends on, you know, it shows, like, how much water you got to put in there. So that's, like, the toughest part for me to learn. And, you know, I took a lot of people advice, you know, from Twitter and all that kind of stuff. And, I guess the best way is just to get a rice cooker. And I bought one of those that week. So I've been all right with the rice now.
I was going to say, was that a game changer? Did that fix everything?
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
He's a Green Bay Packers defensive lineman. He is a Pro Bowler, and you've got Green Bay at Minnesota on Sunday. Kenny, great to have you back. Appreciate you, and I appreciate the talk. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Kenny Clark. Great story. Great player. That's a really good dude and a really bad dude. You know what I mean? Like, a really good dude, but a really bad man on the field. And I mean that in the best way possible. Great player. Really good player coming out of college who has made himself a great player. Arguably the best at the position.